Welcome to Get Uncomfortable, a show where we explore the process of becoming familiar with challenges, changes, and setbacks, and turning those into fuel and opportunities in your life. I believe the life we are searching for is found by going through discomfort and embracing it, not by choosing the path of least resistance. Listen in and enjoy conversations aimed to help you improve your life, overcome setbacks, and build a community that can rise together. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to Get Uncomfortable. I'm your host, Shay McMaster. Thank you so much, my Get Uncomfortable compadre, for joining me again on this journey to smashing mediocrity and complacency and living a poor quality life. If you're new to the show, this is a good one to kick it off on. So we're going to talk a little bit about like what Get Uncomfortable, the concept, means to me. It's going to be very well articulated. There is an excerpt from Jordan Peterson's second book, Beyond Order. Think of what you want with Jordan Peterson. Some people criticize a lot of the shit that he says and does, but he's obviously a very intelligent man. He has some great points. He's very articulate, and this passage specifically resonated with me very strongly. This episode is going to be hopefully a kick in the ass and get you fucking fired up to get out in life and find a sense of control and recognize that you can impact your life through actions that you take each day, inputs and outputs. This will be an episode to hopefully get you as fired up as I have been lately. I've kind of came out of this valley and the valley of despair, and I feel like myself again. I feel like I'm ready to get after it. I'm ready to make a change in people's lives for the better and in my family's life. And I hope that this episode will help you do the same. I'm going to ask a favor, as I do on most episodes. Bring me one friend to listen to this show. If you find value in it, if it makes you think, if you learn something, if it helps you feel like you are able to take better action and better handle the struggle and strife of life, because everybody is out there struggling. If you feel that this show does that, bring me one new friend to listen to this show. That is what I ask. If you haven't yet and you feel like somebody could benefit from it in your life, please bring me the one friend. And if you're the new friend listening, thank your friend, and I thank you for listening. And this is a good one to tune into. It'll be a short one, and it's going to get you fired up to go kick ass. Let's get into it. I'm going to read you a note that I took down, a clip from Jordan Peterson's second book, Beyond Order. And I think the way he articulates this is exactly my idea of what Get Uncomfortable is. He says it better than I can say it. It's really what we're doing. Life can be hard in two different ways. It can be really hard because you're out there struggling to make a better life and to see things for what they can be and what you're capable of. Or it can be hard because you avoid responsibility, you avoid challenges, you avoid seeking greatness, and you let the weight of resistance and society crush you out of fear, and you become stagnant. So it can be hard because you're trying to make it better, or it can be hard because you're avoiding it, and it's really hard because you're broke and tired and sick all the time. So here's the clip, or here's the excerpt from the book. What calls you out into the world, to your destiny, is not ease, it is struggle and strife. It is bitter contention and the deadly play of the opposites. It is probable, inevitable, that the adventure of your life will frustrate and disappoint and unsettle you as you heed the call of conscience and shoulder your responsibility and endeavor to set yourself and the world right. That is where the deep meaning that shelters you and orients you is to be found. That is where things will line up for you, where things that have been scattered apart and broken will come together, where purpose will manifest itself, where what is proper and good will be supported, and what is weak and resentful and arrogant and destructive will be defeated. That is where the life worth living will be eternally found, and where you can find it personally if only you are willing. God, how good is that? That's literally Get Uncomfortable. It is not ease that calls you out into the world and to your destiny. It is struggle and strife. That is where you will find what you are looking for, on the other side of challenge, on the other side of struggle. That is what Get Uncomfortable is all about. It's recognizing that Mr. Resistance is going to come knocking at your door every single day. It is going to come to crush you. It is going to come to stop you. It's going to beat you down and make you fearful. And you have a choice every day if you want to smash that motherfucker's head open with a sledgehammer and beat it to death, or if you want it to win. If you want it to make you lay down and die, you have that choice. And think about it. Everyone is struggling with something. Like, there's the main big issues that everyone deals with. Fears of money, fear of death, problems in their relationships and their sex life, self-worth, a sense of purpose, sense of control over their life. Those are the main ones. I'm sure there's other ones that I'm not naming, but those are the big ones. And you have to recognize everyone is struggling in somewhere. I'm sure there are people that are out there that are just like fucking crushing every area of their life. But at some point, or some point in the future, or some point in the past, they have struggled severely probably with these things. And everyone is having a hard time at some point. Life is suffering, says Buddha. And the thing is, you are able to learn to handle those setbacks and learn to handle those obstacles better through practice, right? People that are really successful that have not laid down and died, or are not avoiding life or the problems that they have completely, they're looking at it objectively, have learned how to navigate that better, navigate their emotional response, navigate their mental health through whatever they're doing, and learned how to be better and learn from mistakes instead of just repeating the same mistake over and over and over again. Inputs and outputs. It's what you put in is what you get out. If you put more in the right place, you get more out at the right place the way you want it to. Instead of letting this force of resistance crush you and fucking lose in life, you can constantly strive to get better and accept what's going on and learn to overcome and recognize that challenges, setbacks, things that seem tough, things that make you want to bury your head in the sand and hide and run away from and fucking avoid at all costs and never talk about, those things hold the seed of opportunity for you to grow and to become better. And I think people that have an enjoyable life have learned that lesson. And that's what Get Uncomfortable is all about. That's really why I do this show. You know, there are options. That's what you have to think about. And it's in your power to recognize that and grow from those. So when Mr. Resistance comes knocking, are you going to fuck him up, or are you going to let him fuck you up? That's the way I like to look at it. Thank you so much for watching. We'll be back next week. I have a really good interview coming up with David Alcott, the author of Swords of Illumination. He runs a company called Samurai Success. If you know me, you know I love samurai, all things samurai. So I'm very stoked for this episode. My buddy Ryan Hartley from Always Better Than Yesterday, check out his podcast if you haven't yet. He turned me on to this guy, and I'm very excited to have him on. So make sure you tune in next week for that episode. We'll talk to you soon. Until next time, go get uncomfortable.